The U.S. Marines are changing the way they're organized. Marines are divided into units, of course. Brigades, consisting of thousands of people, are split into regiments and so forth on down, companies. The most basic infantry unit is the rifle squad, and it's changing. It'll be one person smaller, down to 12 Marines, who are getting new weapons and other equipment. And one Marine in each squad gets a new role, which says a lot about modern combat. Jay Price of WUNC reports from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
A civilian instructor is giving four young Marines their first hands-on lesson in flying a four-prop quadcopter drone that's a bit larger than a dinner plate.
So go ahead and dip it forward, dip it backwards, about 20 degrees, so a significant amount.
The first in the group to try is 21-year-old Lance Corporal Jared Merrill. He puts the buzzing craft through simple maneuvers without much trouble. There's a straightforward reason it's not hard for him.
I do own a drone, so...
He has his own quadcopter at home. These Marines will be some of the first squad systems operators. This means they'll fly drones in combat and run some of the Marines' expanding array of digital devices. There's so much technology in combat now that the Marines say they had to designate someone to handle it so that the squad leader has enough mental bandwidth left to lead the troops.
Everybody keeps saying, oh, it's going to slow down. It doesn't. It gets faster, it gets cheaper. It gets more capable.
General Robert Neller is the commandant of the Marine Corps.
Because certainly our adversaries are doing the same thing, or our potential adversaries.
Under Neller's leadership, the Marines have already made significant changes to larger units, but he said he wanted to also push technology like drones down to the rifle squads.
That's where the point of contact is. That's where the casualties are taking place. And they're the ones that are doing all the dirty work.
The drones, he said, will save lives.
All right, so you and I were on patrol. So if I go, hey, Price, go up there and take a look and see what's on the other side of the hill. Well, I don't have to do that now. I can say, Price, go fly the drone up there and let's see what's on the other side of the hill.
The squad systems operator will remain an infantry Marine, meaning he or she will also carry a rifle and be expected to fight, just like the other members of the squad. Like PFC Evan Perez, the next young Marine to try the drone, he's never flown one, and that's unusually windy. Perez says it isn't hard. He plays video games like Halo and Call of Duty.
I definitely felt familiar with the controls as a video gamer, so.
Neller, the top Marine, says this is typical.
They'll figure it out. I'm pretty confident since the young Marines in there are digital natives.
And he says more is coming, like the robots now being tested that could act as pack animals for the Marines, or 3D printers to spit out spare parts for equipment that could reduce the reliance on lengthy supply chains.
You could go ahead and retrieve the bird, make sure the power is turned off there first, and then here.
Or just the next kind of drone. For NPR News, I'm Jay Price in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.